number 1814, Stokely Tavern LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.005 acres more or less. The property is located on the southwest side of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113, approximately 0.3 miles south of Governor Stokely Road, Road 432. The 911 address is 26072 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. The tax map is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 41. And staff did receive from the applicant a site plan survey showing that the property, and they also submitted an exhibit booklet. We also received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and there was also a staff analysis provided in the application. Thank you.
We thank you. Mr. Davidson, you again.
Yes. And for the record again, my name is Mark Davidson, Principal Land Planner of Panoni Associates, Milton, Delaware. With me tonight is Mr. Ken Adams, who's the owner of Stokely Tavern LLC, and the general manager is with us tonight, Bob Stippers. Here tonight, representing again Stokely Tavern LLC for rezoning from AR1 lands to CR1 general commercial. And as Ms. Cornwell stated, this is on the west side of U.S. Route 113. It's approximately about 1,500 feet south of Governor Stokely Road. Just a little bit, Stokely Tavern LLC, again, as I stated, is owned by Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams also has several other businesses within about 2,000 feet of this property. I've added in the booklet some exhibits under the maps that can kind of show you that he also owns and operates Melvin Joseph Construction Company. There's the Melvin Joseph Sand and Gravel Company. He's got, there's another, Stokely Materials has another facility located in this area, as well as Iron Source, which is an equipment rental company that Mr. Adams is part of. This property is has a non-conforming use, which when Mr. Adams purchased the property, it was commonly known as Stingers. This is a use that has been here on this piece of property since 1948. It was formerly called Stokelyville Tavern and Television Bar. Sometime about 1950s, the name was changed to Stokely Tavern. When Mr. Adams purchased the property and the establishment, did a lot of renovations. I included the original survey in the property, and then there's an aerial that shows you kind of what it looks like, and then I've included a plan where, although it doesn't show exactly what the frontage looks like, but if you've been by it, you've seen that he's really cleaned up the site. He's a new front facade. Really, if you haven't been inside, he's really he's upgraded everything on the inside. And again, it's a tavern and a package store. There's also located on the property that's been there. There's a one-story single-family dwelling that he does rent that out. He's upgraded the sewer system on site. It's a pretreatment. System that was placed there, and he's also had to place a new commercial well for the establishment. The proposed zoning is consistent, immediately adjacent to the property. Again, in your zoning books, there's placed a zoning map in there. Immediately adjacent, there is property is already zoned C1. Across the highway at C1, and there's various C1 properties in the area. The 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the area proposed is identified for the future land uses adjacent to commercial districts. It is along DLDOT maintained road. DLDOT, through the service level evaluation, stated that there was no major impact. Being that it is an existing establishment, there was no additional traffic that's going to be caused by this becoming a zone commercial property. Again, the proposed commercial rezoning is in character with the area, and then the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district by providing sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where the general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, if you have any questions, we're here to answer anything you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and I have no questions.
All right. All right, then. Mr. Hudson?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson?
No questions.
Ms. Walls? Mr. Brandewey?
None, thank you.
Hornwell?
No, thank you.
I have no questions as well, so I'll ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1814 Stokely Tavern LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1814? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing